SBS Radio.
Kahapon ay nakapanayam natin si Kawayan Digiya na isa sa mga tampok na Pilipino ngayong taon sa Asia Pacific Triennale. Nakapanayam din natin ang manlilikhang Sinona Garcia na nagpahanga sa mga bisita sa kanyang malawak na instalasyon na tumatahak sa dalawang pangunahing mga pasilyo at bulwagan sa Queensland Gallery of Modern Art at Queensland Art Gallery. Ang isa sa mga instalasyon na ito ay isang malawak na X-ray na nagmistulang black and white na bersyon ng bintanang katedral. Ngunit sa malapitan ay makikita ang mga detalyeng binubuo ng mga bungo, mga buto at mga kabibe. Tubong Manila si Nona at naging malaking bahagi ng kanyang pagiging manlilikha ang pagiging anak ng dalawang doktor. Makikita ang impluensya ng medisina sa kanyang mga gawa at ang karaniwang prosesong pinagdadaanan sa isang siyentipikong pagsusuri. Narito ang ating panayam kay Nona. Kasama po natin si Nona Garcia, isa sa mga featured artist po ngayong taon sa Asia Pacific Triennale. Congratulations on your exhibition, no? I would say it's quite marvelous kasi it's a large scale installation, no? Medyo expansive siya, pareho pong pieces of art ni Nona Garcia on display at the moment ay isang parang large scale na X-ray. Can you describe kung ano ba ang makikita ng mga tao doon sa X-ray display mo at the moment?
It's actually a window-based X-ray installation. And the entrance of Queensland Art Gallery is floor-to-ceiling glass. I think it's 100 plus more feet long. Yung installation ko dito ay mga X-rays of bones, halo-halong bones ng animals and corals and fragments of corals that I arranged into a mandala formation. So, I made this specifically as a site-specific work, so I considered the space at parang ginawa ko talaga yung pattern specifically for Queensland Art Gallery. I started working with X-ray because my parents are both doctors, so they are still running a hospital in Marikina, where I'm from. So at an early age, I was exposed to, tambay ako ng hospital eh. So parang the X-ray is sort of one of my earliest memories of probably looking at things in a different light. I mean, things that the naked eye can't see. Tapos yun nga, yung mga bones usually they're associated with death or decay. Pero parang I wanted to make it into a pattern na it's uplifting. Actually, from afar, you won't see that it's made out of bones. But at closer inspection, you'd see na puro mga bones pala yung ano, that make up the pattern.
So what's the process that you go through in making them, in conceptualizing them? Because for a while there was one pattern that I thought it was a nautilus because it's almost like very well calculated. But how much of that is random and how much of it is very well measured?
Actually, it's a long preparation for the X-ray work because I've had to, of course, collect all the bones. Parang from my friends na collectors and also artists who actually use the material in their own work. So parang nanghiram ako ng madaming bones. It was really a process of 3 years. Like collecting, x-raying each one. Kasi kailangan pa rin ma-x-ray mo bawat isa before I actually came up with a pattern. But making the pattern, I had to do it manually also. Parang mandala rin talaga na manually pinaplace before it was digitized. So, ano siya, mahabang proseso siya ng collection, ng pag-x-ray, and pag-arrange ng mga bones.
Yun namang nasa loob ng Gallery of Modern Art dito sa GOMA is much more expansive, it's much bigger, but there consists of how many wooden frames? Ano bang medium ang ginamit mo doon?
My paintings for GOMA, I made 50 paintings installed in GOMA now. Ano siya, oil painting on wood, but I painted, I would say like decapitated, para siyang mga fragments of a pine tree. I was born in Manila. I was raised in a city. Tapos yun nga, parents ko doktor. So parati lang ako nasa ospital. I mean, yun yung, that was my, I would say hangout, how much weird that sounds. But I was exposed in like a very clinical, matter-of-factly. 5 years ago, I moved up to Baguio. So now I live and work in Baguio. So you could imagine na I was overwhelmed by the change in my landscape. So parang when I moved to Baguio 5 years ago, I actually started painting mural-sized landscapes. Dahil syempre ibang-iba from the city. I mean, in the city you barely see any trees. I mean, like I grew up not really parang medyo clueless ako about like nature and parang because I just didn't see it because it's all blocked. Even the sky, I don't look up at the sky because I only see buildings. But when I got to Baguio, I realized we really forget like the simplest things just because we don't see it. So etong yung tree na pininta ko was actually a tree that was 2 houses away from my house because they were building a condominium or a house. I was thinking like to pay homage to the tree, to the fallen tree, and I painted parts of the tree, but in a big scale. So I wanted to approximate like the size of a tree also.
So you are based in Baguio now, and so is Kawayan Digiya. Do you work together? Do you collaborate on certain pieces?
We're always together, but I mean, for this particular show, we had separate works, but we share a house, so we collaborate. We collaborate in real life, but not in the works yet, or at least not yet.
Tulad ni Kawayan, ramdam niyang buhay at masigla ang sining sa Pilipinas sa kasalukuyang panahon. At higit na nagpapatibay dyan aniya ang likas na pagiging maparaan ng mga Pilipino.
Very lively yung art scene sa Pilipinas. Pero I think parang in comparison lang with to first world countries or other countries na parang I think yung parang best trait natin yung resourcefulness talaga kasi like other countries might have all the infrastructure parang kumpleto lahat ng gamit ko parang high tech lahat ng parang you can get all the materials you want kahit dito yung library sobrang open to the public which is good for educating the children ganyan pero yung sa tingin kong pinaka best trait natin is our resourcefulness kasi even from nothing we could create something.
Well, I suppose that's quite evident with your work. You used some bones and discarded shells. So that's quite evident in your work. Again, congratulations and enjoy the rest of your stay here in Brisbane. Kung nais niyong makita ang mga litrato o video na mga gawa ni Nanona at Kawayan, bumisita lamang sa Facebook page o website ng SBS Filipino. Mas mainam siyempre na bisitahin niyo ang Queensland Art Gallery at Gallery of Modern Art dito sa Brisbane upang personal ninyong masaksihan ang galing ng sining Pilipino sa kanilang mga obra. Mananatili ang tampok ng mga likhang ito ng Asia-Pacific Triennale sa Kagoma hanggang Abril ng susunod na taon. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.